5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, this time tomorrow and all 4 hours tomorrow, we'll be at the Dean College stage down at Patriot Place. And we'll be 24 hours from now, we'll be leading up to that unveiling. Fitzy, you told me there's been some images that maybe the Tom Brady statue is there and there's been some...
Oh, it's there.
Things are being seen on it.
Okay, so some internet and IG spies have been skulking about the plaza. The statue arrived, I want to say, in the wee hours of the morning, in the darkness of the early morning. And some people saw, like, it's all covered up, except a little bit of the base peeked out.
Oh.
And you can see on the base, ready for this, Ted?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Andy.
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yep. No, it says, it just carved right into the base. It says, I love Tampa.
No, it doesn't.
No, it says 34-28. So what would that mean?
28-3 game?
Yeah, that's right. 34-28 final score. So there's been speculation that it'll have around it all the scores of the Super Bowls he won in a Patriots uniform,
okay.
Including 20-17 Patriots Super Bowl 36, Ted.
That's awesome, man.
32-29.
Ted, you don't seem excited.
27-24.
I'm going to go visit the statue when no one's watching, just me and Tom. Just talk to Tom. Tom. Hey, now, Tom.
Let me ask a
How
question.
You been,
buddy? Do you think this is going to be... Now, tomorrow night, there's going to be every news outlet in town. Look at, there we go, right over our shoulder, Channel 7, Brady and Bronze, blah, blah, blah. There's live news. It's going to be unbearable down there. Everyone's going to be, Reese and Rochie will be there, all the nicest guys. 10 million stand-ups, 10,000 photos, a line out onto Route 1 of people trying to take photographs with it at first. But don't you think that the statue is going to become more than just, oh, it's a great sight to see when you come to Gillette Stadium? Like, people will go there and think of the games they watch with their dad or their grandfather, and like it'll. I think it'll trigger
maybe
some of those.
There'll be photos,
special memories.
I took a photo with Rocky in Philly.
People, yeah,
but
yeah,
those
yeah.
Are, I mean, but Andy, those are movies. We lived through something very different. Tom Brady was the most important figure.
I know, but what am I going to do other than just take a photo with it?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, I'm not going to... I mean, there's certain things I can't say on the radio
these,
I'm not going to do.
My dad made me a football fan. I watched a lot of Patriots games with my dad. My dad died 3 years ago. I might think of my dad. It could get misty. It could get
misty.
But
I don't need to go there, and I don't need Tom Brady's statue to do that necessarily.
But I'm saying seeing it... Why are you dead inside?
The only thing I want to see is how tall it looks, and this is going to lead to, like, short jokes for Andy, but... A 12-foot statue is a
it's almost like you're entering Rome, like this big statue. You're coming in, and Tom's like looking down at you.
You're not wrong at all. Like, the David is 15 feet. Like, it's 12 is significant.
You know
more
what?
Than
you
just
know
numerically
what? You're hearing from me is just like. We just, it's like Tom Brady. We need to move on. We got new Patriots. Can we just start a new era?
I'm with you, Ted.
And that's what all. This is. I actually think tomorrow night is that. I think
please,
it's closure.
Can we just put some closure to this?
Like,
thing?
When last you guys June was
get,
closure.
When you guys used to get your Super Bowl rings, yeah. That was like the final. Yeah, put that away. Shut up. So, it's a new season. That's what I think tomorrow night is. And I think it's perfect. 6 o'clock, Tom Brady gets his statue. 7, whatever, Drake May takes the field. Okay, we're done with that. Drake May is now the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Yeah. Tom Brady is part of history. Go home and think about him and watch your DVDs and do all that.
There you go. Amen.
No does pressure, he stay Drake. For the game?
No,
he doesn't. Is he at Hanscom by 8
the
o'clock?
Helicopter. That'll be take. He will not see Drake May play. He'll be in a helicopter the hell out of there.
No, forever. He's going to stay. He'll be in Kraft's box.
Depends how much they pay him.
Luxury box?
However many millions it was for Tom Brady night, how much is he
that's
getting
that's what
paid
it is.
Tomorrow?
It's a business transaction.
Absolutely.
Is he getting money for the statue to come?
This would have been
probably.
Done if they had finished. The statue got finished like 2 weeks after Brady night last year, Ted. Like
it
was supposed to be done last year.
Yep.
But anyway, that's kind of a neat little feature. A little nugget out there for Pats fans.
All right. It's a
teaser.
It's 5 o'clock and it's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, the Red Sox played last night. Well, the pressure of the winning streak is over because they lost. Dustin May made his debut at Fenway Park, and it went about how I think some of us thought it might go. It wasn't great. He was not great. He was pulled. Bullpen. Jordan Hicks came in, He was not great either. He's going about as he's been going for a while now. Wild thing, gives up runs, throws hard, but doesn't really help you when you
the
take
the tweeners did okay. The yeah. no-names oh, yeah. as part of the... There have been some bullpen guys. We, you know, Alex Cora paid tribute to Romy and Toro and some of the no-name and Narvaez. There have been a couple of these guys in the bullpen this year that have really kind of come through, like the Murphys and whatnot, when you needed them and you had no idea they were going to be contributors this year.
Yeah, the random guys. Now, I don't know if I want to put them out there in, say, a playoff series or a big game or a high leverage
Cooper
situation.
Criswell.
So we'll see what happens. But this morning, Sam Kennedy, front office report on the Greg Hill Show. He was talking about the trade deadline and kind of summed it up interestingly. We know what happened and what they got, but I now think after last night's game, these comments, maybe you look at them a little bit differently.
It was really fascinating to watch Craig sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, he was all in, incredibly aggressive in packaging in just about everybody and everything in that farm system. There was a real thought that we were going to get deals done, one deal, two deals done for a controllable starter. We fell short of that. We obviously did get a couple deals done to reinforce the bullpen and the rotation with Dustin coming over. But it was there was not a lot of long-term thinking going on at the deadline.
People, feelings, words, uncomfortable.
To me, that's an incredible audio clip right there.
Okay, what do you mean?
Where do you want to start?
How much time?
I mean, it was fascinating to see him come up short in these deals. It was, I mean, everybody was involved in these deals that he came up short in. Like, why are we so fascinated about not getting a deal done?
Yeah, it's weird.
And if you guys saw the players that he was including in these deals that didn't get done, I mean, you would have just been so impressed. Like, how am I impressed by that?
Also makes me wonder if your farm system and organization isn't that good, because he couldn't get you guys wouldn't believe who he threw in. Well, he threw everything in and they said no.
It was really fascinating to watch.
What was fascinating about watching it?
I'm supposed to be impressed by Craig Breslow basically putting all the farm people, all the players up in the farm system for a Joe Ryan. Like, I'm impressed by that?
Right. This is like me going to buy something expensive and pulling all my cash out and putting it on the counter, and the guy goes, you don't have enough.
Yeah, but did you see
no, you
all
came
the
up
cash?
Short.
You
came
up short. Cash I pulled out.
Throw it's like that's to the wind.
It's yeah. like that scene in Plane, Trains, and Automobiles where Steve Martin has like the nice watch and he gets it, and then John Candy, come on.
It feels
everyone
a little bit like
reference.
They want to get credit for not getting the deal done.
Can yeah, and which is actually, in a way, putting pressure on them. This is something we can talk about moving forward, because they keep comparing it to Crochet. Oh, we went after Crochet last year at the trade deadline, didn't get him. We got him in the offseason. Oh, so you're telling me you're going to get him in the offseason? And Will Fleming has brought that up to us.
Big time.
And
big time.
Now I'm almost like, well, you better get him in the offseason, because you keep talking this up. And you're right. Nothing is fascinating about failure.
Incredibly aggressive.
They're so aggressive. I mean, they had everybody.
How do you fail? If you fail spectacularly enough, it can
I don't know.
We were willing to deal everybody. It was fascinating to watch.
And then the next part of that is you went out and got a Motts and a Dustin May. And so far, based on
there's
Dustin,
more to that story than we're getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just there's so much more to that
just
story.
Just about everybody and everything.
Oh, see, now, whoa.
I think there was.
He walked it back. That was just about everybody.
Oh, yeah, no. They
so now
said,
it's so it wasn't everybody. Now it's just about
no, but if
everybody.
You listen,
everybody in the farm system.
Right, right. And if you listen to the way they've said it, and he said it this morning, Sam Kennedy with Greg Hill, the deal didn't get done because of what we would do. It's they basically said no. Like, we don't blame us. He kind of literally said, don't blame us. We tried to do it, and they just weren't smart enough to say yes to our prospects or whatever. Like, they're putting it all on the Twins that they said no and they wouldn't do the deal. Yes, Dan Ball.
That's not good enough. Sorry.
I said that before the deadline, because we had some people tell us, well, if Joe Ryan doesn't get traded to anybody, then you couldn't have had him. Well, why? Like, I don't care about the other people offering or bidding.
All that means is your offer was not good enough.
Right.
Whatever it was not aggressive enough.
But fell short of that.
What are we missing? Because they thought they had a deal in place. That's the way they were acting, as if they had a deal in place.
I think what we're missing is they're not experienced or good enough as deal makers and negotiators.
Or there's an arrogance. Like, they thought or just plain.
I think it's...
Who's the one who came out?
Inexperience.
Who came out with that story? We read shortly after the deadline, or maybe it was earlier this week. People don't like dealing with Breslow.
Yeah, Bob Nightingale.
Bob Nightingale.
Yeah.
I forget. There's so many.
Yeah. So many baseball voices.
But he's also, he is relatively new to the job. So, like, he's going to have to learn, like, the guy that makes, Dombrowski.
Yeah.
He's done trade deadlines for 20 whatever years or whatever. He has more experience to know this feels like a deal's getting
so
done.
So it's okay that when he get a deal done because
nope,
he's inexperienced?
Not at all.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying he may have misread it honestly
because
he's ignorant or inexperienced or whatever to the situation and the and everything that went on.
Well, I'm sure it was honest.
So now maybe he'll be.
So you feel more comfortable knowing that he screwed up honestly?
No, because Dustin May took the mound instead of Joe Ryan. That's how I boil it down to. Last night, whichever night it was, Cooper Criswell, he ended up pitching a great game. Or last night, Dustin May. Like, one of those guys shouldn't take the mound. It should be Joe Ryan. That's how I boil it down. Like,
I'm betting that the trade deadline, lack of inactivity, that story is not going away. It came up last night, and it'll come up again.
They better get Joe Ryan in the offseason.
Okay, but don't
we have about this year.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's already coming up. So they wouldn't have lost yesterday if Joe Ryan pitched.
Well, there you go.
Jesus, mercy and Joseph on Ryan.
Hey, look over there.
If we just we have a little bit more than a quarter of the season left, though, we have to either be fired up for Buehler tomorrow night to have a good start against Pivetta, and if that doesn't work, then we have to think, when will Harrison get a look? Because even though, yes, in a postseason run, in a best-of-five series or best-of-seven, you're going to lean heavily on your top three arms who have delivered for the last 2 months. You're going to need a fourth starter that you can depend on.
That's going to happen.
You have to.
They're going to get to the playoffs, and we're not going to have enough pitching, and it's going to come back to the trade deadline.
You're absolutely right. And that's fair, correct?
That's totally fair.
Okay, that's the way it works. Like, you assess the facts.
I just want to make sure everybody remembers this a month and a half from now.
Like, if your family goes starving because you didn't buy enough bread, you should have bought more bread.
What did the show poll say about the trade deadline? Were people happy with it? They're satisfied with it?
No.
Indifferent
with
it?
No, they were not happy with it. Okay. No, they were not happy with it.
I just want people to remember.
No.
And they were mad.
People got happy, like me, because Criswell went out and then they won games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They won five in a row, six in a row, and you go, oh, the trade deadline, they were fine. No, they're not.
So
they're not.
What the people were happy about was about lunchtime yesterday when they found out that Roman Anthony had reached a 8-year, $130 million deal with the Red Sox, a deal that could balloon up to $230 million, probably won't, will probably be somewhere in the middle. But the bottom line is a guy who has become a superstar with this team with like 150 at-bats and only two home runs so far in his whole career.
It's amazing.
Going to be here for a long time. And Roman Anthony talked to the media about why he wanted to be here yesterday.
Again, I came up through this org and always wanted to be here and always knew how great this city was and how passionate the city was. And then, you know, when I got to experience it and like Brez mentioned, you know, only being 150 at-bats in, you know, I can tell this is where I want to be and there's no doubt.
He doesn't like to say the full word. Org, Brez.
Isn't that modern,
two
though?
Syllables.
You got kids, don't
no, it's
they?
Baseball. Everything's shortened.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Listen
to Terry Francona talk baseball. He never says the full name of anybody.
That's true.
It's incredible.
We also had Cora tell us that he's Skippy Pivetta yesterday, so they all do their... When you have 162 games and nine innings to sit there, there's a lot that goes through your head.
It's hard for me to have any emotions around this contract with
you're
Roman
not,
Anthony.
Not excited?
How do you get mad? I'm not like critical of Roman. I'm not critical of the team. People, they're saying that this is reallocated money from what they, but I'm not going to get worked up that it's not. And Roman, okay, so you didn't really bet on yourself. Okay. Oh, well, so you're risk averse. I don't blame you for signing the deal at 21 years old. Most of us would have.
Yeah.
But
bird in the
hand.
But don't you also like I'm excited for Sox fans of the now and the future as well that they are going anti-Mookie Betts era, not quibbling over a couple of bucks at arbitration and rather now trying to lock these guys up. So you have a stable youth base that you can add Bregman-like players to over the course of the next several years or decade and be consistently, competitively relevant.
Well, then the players better work out. Better not turn out to be, Christian Campbell. You paid Christian Campbell this money and then you sent him back down to AAA.
Right. He's learning a new position at AAA. Yeah. That's what he's doing now for $64 million.
So 14-game hitting streak. Come on. Buy into it.
At AAA.
I don't care about
Who
that.
Who cares?
At a park,
all
right. A park that is getting a reputation for being very offensive friendly. Yes, Dan Ball.
And he also struck out while we were at lunch, hear. And Andy saw the strikeout and went, should have traded him, and then went right back to his water.
Only Sith speak in absolutes. Do Do not go to the dark side, Dan.
I'm just reporting what was happening next to me.
Ted, did you agree with the poll results that I put out today? Who is the face of the Boston Red Sox? And the options I gave were Cora, Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, or other. And Roman Anthony is getting 39% of the votes that he is the face of the Boston Red Sox. Do you agree with that? Is that fair?
That tells you where the state of the team.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, you're putting Roman Anthony up there like the Jason Tatum's, and it's like, dude, he's got two home runs. Can we settle down? So he has the potential of being this great star. I don't know if he's not a superstar yet. He's not even close. He's got the potential, but he's not close to being. He's not already. He hasn't arrived yet. You've already kind of put him in this. Already arrived.
Yeah. No.
He's a thing.
We'll see if it. No. I mean, Christian Campbell was a thing for a month when was the rookie of the month.
You can't have two home runs and then be a thing.
The empire is different. We're all into the family. Yeah, we'll see. Very popular. We'll see.
617-779-7937. Okay. Let's mix some calls into the drive today. Nick in the car has been waiting for a while to talk about the Sox. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Yeah, no, this is perfect timing because this is exactly what I've been thinking about. Ted, I loved your three-point stance. I know plenty of Bostonians do love a bit of sports revisionist history, so good on you for keeping them honest.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, like, what gives – how do you square the circle with Breslow's, you know, the great offseason deals that they made versus the trade deadline? I'm realizing, just hearing you guys talk, I think the better question is, why isn't he willing to – put anyone on the big league roster on the trade block? Like, love the guy. It doesn't mean I don't like him, don't want him on the team, but I, in a heartbeat, Willie Abreu would have been on. If it meant getting a Joe Ryan, I would have done that deal. You know what I mean? So yeah, if every single prospect that you have available isn't enough, maybe you need to start offering more rather than giving yourself victory laps for, you know, whatever you think you did. So yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. The Major League roster thing, I think you and I, Dan, talked about this one day, and we were both like, yeah, we're willing to trade Major League talent.
Absolutely, yeah. For a controllable starter like that behind Crochet, right, absolutely. Yeah.
But I think they were worked up with chemistry and post-Devers. We finally fixed the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Let's not risk screwing it up kind of thing.
You remember, we asked Alex, because they just played with Christian Vasquez, and it was like, oh, when we had to trade Christian Vasquez, it was heartbroken.
Yep.
So clearly, the locker room, if they traded one of the big league guys, would have impacted the locker room in a way that they were worried about.
Yeah, I don't love that. And I get that everybody loves Duran, and apparently he's the heartbeat of the team and all that. But I said to you guys, I feel like when Joe Ryan goes out and pitches aiding, scoreless, and you could move on really quickly. We as human beings and sports fans get very emotional, get upset, and tend to move on very quickly if it has to. So, I don't love that not including Major League talent, if that would have gotten it done. I don't have any idea if that would have gotten it done either. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tim in Brockton. Tim has a thought on Tom Brady's statue tomorrow night. What's up, Tim?
Yeah, no, I just want to tell Ted Johnson, don't tell us to get over Tom Brady ever. We're never going to get over Tom Brady. If Drake May shows more improvement, then maybe we can look into the future. But no, we ain't never getting over Tom Brady.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Tim, you're my new number one. Down.
You put me in my place. I get it. That's
favorite caller.
I don't know. Can we just... okay, fine. I mean, I get it. But
but the problem... I just want
Drake to be something so we can, you know... We got to move on, don't we, a little bit?
Like. Absolutely. And the comparison I've used for a long time, the Bears have lived off of jerseys that said Walter Payton and Mike Singletary and
Ditka,
those guys.
Ditka outfits.
Like,
but with all due respect,
win. You until get new jerseys.
With all due respect, until 2001, the Patriots that lost to the Bears in the Super Bowl were like the team around
here. Icons.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you know, we did go to the Super Bowl and lost to the Green Bay Packers in 96, but people forget that. It was so we need to move on. I hear you, big man, but.
But moving on doesn't mean forget.
No, of course.
Like, you can do both. You love Brady and root for May.
Absolutely. The posture and point was that if in a few years from now, if it was nothing more than Brady jerseys and cutoff sweatshirts at Gillette Stadium, that would mean no one of significance has taken a new foothold of popularity and audience engagement.
That's it.
And maybe, just maybe, now you'll have Drake and one other player do so, which means, yes, we will have moved on but never forgotten. Thank you, Tim and Brockton. Yeah. You're a legend.
Mark in Connecticut's getting on because he wants to talk fullbacks. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Ted Johnson, Chris Ohnberger, I mean Rich Ohnberger says hello. I hung out with him a week and a half ago. He wanted me to tell you what's up.
Hey, Ted, I appreciate that. I enjoy listening to Rich. I've never met him, but
sick brag.
Thanks for passing that on.
Great guy. Absolutely. So what I wanted to know is the rookie kid, fullback, we're supposed to have a fullback on this roster. Now we don't. What do you think Josh McDaniels' game plan is going to be? Is he going to run a tight end back there?
That's what I'm hearing. That's
Thanks
what I'm
for
hearing,
the call, Mark.
Cole
Strange, yes. baby.
No, Westover, the third, Jaheim Bell.
Tried
the third
some of the, tight ends.
He's not big enough.
And
I need fullback, real fullbacks to be my fullback.
Yeah, like Cole Strange?
No, not
what I just said. That laugh makes, I'll drive home happy with that laugh reaction.
No, stop with that.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Thursday, it's 5:30. It's another one of my favorites here. It's Quiz with Stiz Time. Can anybody knock off the defending champion, and who would that be? Well, that would be me. I battle next here, Quiz with Stiz. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?